We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk North Mahaska basketball. The Warhawks will have a alumni will be inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame tomorrow night. It's a big induction class, and a former first-team All-Stater from North Mahaska. North Mahaska is one of the best players in basketball history, holding career records for the Warhawks in points, rebounds, blocks, made field goals, field goal percentage, still holds many of the school's single game and season marks at North Mahaska High School. Grant Stout going into the Hall of Fame. He joins us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. Grant, how are you?
Pretty good.
Very good. Well, congratulations. What does it mean to get inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame with the Iowa High School Athletic Association?
It's definitely an honor. It's pretty cool. A couple of my teammates or, you know, old players I played with in AU in college, they've been inducted and they went through the process. So it's definitely a cool an honor. I'm not big on awards like that, but you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, never even thought about, never, you know, even crossed my mind. But, you know, Friday night should be a cool the banquet and everything should be a neat little thing.
Yeah. So what all kind of ceremonies are they gonna do? Because it's a big class. I mean, you're talking about Kirk Heinrich and Nick Collison and others are gonna be inducted as well.
Yeah. Starting at 5 o'clock at the Iowa Hall of Pride, they're doing the banquet, you know, the actual award ceremony, just with, you know, family and, you know, close friends or whatever. Then I think, you know, just maybe a dinner or something like that. And then we walk over at 6 o'clock and then watch the first half of the 3A game. And then at halftime, we'll all be announced. And, but yeah, definitely a good class. Like you said, those players, they were definitely really good.
Yeah, Kyle McCann from Creston going in. Jason Bohannon from Marion Lindmar, among others. It is kind of a pretty good class. How did you find out about it? Was it a little bit surprising when you heard the news?
It was right around Thanksgiving. Someone from the Athletic Association contacted me and asked if, you know, I'd want to be a part of it, and you know, they had to go through all the voting and all that stuff, and so I was, you know, it was an honor. You know, I was just kind of shocked. Actually, you know, I didn't know if it was official yet, but at the end of talking to him, I was like, is this official? And he's like, yeah, it's official as long as you agree to it this year. So it was definitely a cool phone call, just kind of out of the blue, you know, didn't know anything about it. And so we've known for a couple months now.
Very good. And so you went to North Mahaska, graduated, I think it was 2003, 2002 and 03, a first team All-State pick, started all 94 games of your 4-year varsity career. North Mahaska finished third place at the state tournament in your senior year. What do you remember from that senior year playing for the Warhawks?
It was a fun year. I mean, we were, I think, number one the whole year, and then we lost second round, unfortunately, by I think just 2 points. So that was pretty tough. Because I think the year before we just got beat by Sully right before state, so that was definitely hard. And then we were ready to, you know, try to win it my senior year, and I don't think we lost all year until that game. And it was a fun year. My junior year, I hadn't, you know, didn't commit yet to go play anywhere, so it was kind of I don't know, to commit before my senior was, you know, something that kind of a relief to not have to worry about where I was going to go, you know, after the year and not have to worry about any of that. So I was wanting to commit, you know, before playing the senior year, just so I didn't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Right, committing to UNI, right, in the recruiting process.
Yeah, I signed in the fall before my senior year. So just to be done with that, you know, so that way I just enjoy the senior year and focus on the team, you know, not worry about college or anything like that. It was a fun year. We had a lot of good games, and it was a fun team.
Yeah, I mean, recruiting is crazy nowadays. I imagine it. I mean, it still probably was in 2002 and 2003, and it seems like it's just getting crazier. What's your best advice to maybe high school kids who want to go to college, who have a chance to go play at the next level, to kind of deal with that whole thing?
Well, and yeah, it's kind of a good example because, you know, being small town, even though, you know, 6'8", you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you're still small towns, so you don't get the exposure as, you know, some of the bigger schools. So I did a AAU, and AAU's, you know, now a huge thing. But luckily I got picked up by the Martin Brothers, which they have kids from all over the state. And so I got on a really good AAU team, and we traveled across the U.S., and so I got really good exposure my junior, before my junior year, and then after my junior year, right before my senior year. And that, you know, going to all those big tournaments with, you know, hundreds of coaches there, it was definitely a plus, just to, you know, see that, you know, you, it doesn't matter where you come from, you can, anybody can make it as long as, you know, you got the commitment and all that.
Grant Stout from North Mahaska being inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame tomorrow, here joining us here on 1410 KGRN. Give me some of your other teammates on that North Mahaska teams that you played with.
With my class, we had there was like four or five of us, and Trevor Harkema and Cody DeWitt, Jamie Daniels, Kurt Stout, Noah Kephart. We had a pretty good class, and then behind us we had Josh Van Rees and Nick Arrett, and then we had Shea Lewis, and then my brothers, you know, they won it 1 year, so they had a really good class too. And so my brothers weren't quite as tall as me yet, you know, they end up having growth spurts later, but yeah, they had, you know, a couple really good years too.
How would you describe yourself as a player while at North Mahaska?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really care about the stats. I mean, if your team's good, you know, stats are going to fall, you know, so I was all about, you know, trying to win. You know, you had some games where I only had 6 points or whatever, but I mean, as long as we won by 20 or 10 or 5 or whatever, I mean, win's a win. And so I didn't really care if, you know, I didn't have as many points or whatever, but I mean, it was just all about winning that game and taking one game at a time.
Well, you had 257 blocks at high school, and of course then you went on to UNI and became the career leader in blocks there with 222. So that must have been a good part of your ball game. Was that kind of a great thrill for you to get a big block in a big type game?
Yeah, I mean, it was just something that kind of came natural. You know, in high school, I kind of got in trouble because, you know, every little pump fake, I might jump and then kind of maybe foul every now and then. But in college, I just focused, you know, just timing everything. And it's blocking shots is all about timing and anticipating and kind of, you know, just being, you know, help side defense and being in the right spot at the right time. I mean, it's just something that kind of came natural. It's kind of, you know, kind of similar to rebounding. You know, you just kind of follow the ball and see, you know, kind of anticipate where it's going to, you know, you always anticipate it's going to be a miss. You never, you know, you can never think that they're always going to go in because not every shot's going to go in. So you just always anticipate that's going to be a miss and kind of be in the right spot, put yourself in the right position.
Yeah. Grant Stout of North Mahaska with us here on 1410 KGRN. You got a chance to play in a few NCAA tournaments with UNI. Was that a big thrill?
Yeah, that was definitely the best part, you know, of my college career was, you know, we made the tournament 3 years in a row. And it was definitely a coolest experience was after my sophomore or during my sophomore year, we were on that bubble and, you know, some people had us in, some people had us out. And so we didn't know, so we didn't have any TV crew or nothing. We just had, you know, just our assistants filming And then to see our name pop up on the screen was, it was an unreal experience. Just we had the whole team there and family, and the whole place went crazy because we had no clue. I mean, we kind of were hoping to get in, but you never know how those committees decide things. But, it was – making it 3 years was an awesome experience. Unfortunately, we lost by 5 all 3 years, which, just – tough games, and we had chances, but never made it on past the first round. But we were definitely right there.
Well, you and I had their moments, and I remember a few years ago when they hit what I forget the player who hit it. He hit like a half court shot to win at the NCAA tournament.
The NCAA tournament. You never know.
Yeah, you're right. You never know. Anything can happen. After you left UNI, you got a chance to play professionally in Europe, France, and Germany. What was that experience like?
It was different. I went over to France. I was there for a couple months, and in France at that time, I don't know what the laws are now, but at that time, you can only have 2 Americans on the same team, and so that was pretty tough. So my coaches didn't speak English, and one of the players was a translator for us. So it was just a tough experience, and just the flow. It was kind of hard. So I actually got a different agent, one that I had talked to before, and he was in Germany. And so he found a spot for me in Germany, so I actually left France and went to Germany. And Germany was a nice place.
A better experience than France, huh?
Yeah, and in Germany you can have 8 Americans.
Oh, okay.
It's just each country had their own laws, and so Germany was just a better fit for me. You actually talk to your players and not have to have a translator.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
It kind of ended for you. You had to have heart surgery in 2007, and I think that ended your career. Was that tough to adjust to have that kind of end like that?
Yeah, it was definitely hard. I found out, Germany was the only country in the world at the time that did ultrasounds, and that's how I found, because I didn't have any symptoms, so that's how I found my problem. So I'm lucky I went to Germany. I'm blessed I went to Germany. I came home and had surgery, and they gave me like a 2 to 3 month time frame. And I couldn't sit out longer than I had to, so I started working out a little bit earlier than I was supposed to, and kind of had some wires in my ribs were kind of causing irritation, and so I just had to sit down and then not not practice for a while, and that was really hard when I knew I could, but it wasn't worth having any more risks, and I didn't want to go back. The season was half over, and I was going to have to start, the whole season off, and it was just going to be hard. And, being overseas is, you're by yourself. So, it was just a different and tough experience, and I just, decided to, enough's enough, and just was happy with, what I did with my career, and just took it for that.
Yeah, a million miles away from New Sharon and home, and I can't imagine what you went through there. It must have been tough. As you're not having any problems now, are you?
Nope. I go back every year for a checkup, and now it's like every 2 years I have a checkup, and everything's good. Because what I had specifically, they didn't have any real research on it, so they just wanted to make sure, everything was good. Everything's been good. Got a family now, so everything's good.
Yeah, you work, as I understand, you work for Musco Lighting, which is an Oskaloosa-based company, and still live in the area in Altoona, which is great. Sounds like everything is going well. When you look back at it all, what do you feel like, the things that basketball taught you, how did it help you shape the person you are today?
It's just all the hard work. you know, all the extra work. I mean, especially, I mean, high school is one thing, you know, you lift in the summer and then you play, you know, the other sports and, you know, your focus isn't basketball. You know, but then my junior and senior year, I didn't play football then. I just, you know, I knew that I could get I had a thought that I could get a scholarship to play basketball. So I kind of just gave up football and just focused on basketball and, you know, lifting and stuff like that just to get bigger and stronger. But then college was a whole nother level of commitment. I mean, individual workouts at 6 a.m., lifting. We had yoga classes that we had to do to work on flexibility, and film sessions. And, I mean, it was just a full-time job on top of, you know, getting all your homework and schoolwork and being caught up on that. It was a full-time commitment. And I think just all the, you know, you got to be dedicated. And, you know, so I think that's just kind of flows into, you know, being dedicated to work and life and your family and, you know, just the hard work of actually getting up and doing it and, you know, being dedicated.
Well, you've obviously been dedicated to basketball, dedicated now at Musco Lighting, dedicated to your family, and now they're going to dedicate you into the Hall of Fame on Friday at halftime of the 3A championship game. Grant, congratulations. Certainly a honor well-deserved, and really appreciate your time here on The Extra Point. Thanks so much.
All right, well, appreciate it.
Grant Stout, heading to the Hall of Fame from North Mahaska, joining us here on The Extra Point here on 1410 KGRN.